Let's make sense of all these corporate earnings.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's the Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, from McDonald's to Apple to the airlines, how is corporate America doing right now and what does it say about the overall economy? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up. The Dow's up 11 points at 12,464. The Nasdaq up about 0.3%, and same with the S&P 500. The number of people filing for first-time jobless benefits dropped last week to 403,000. The numbers have been bouncing up and down right around that level for several months now. Also this morning, news that Italian carmaker Fiat is boosting its stake in Chrysler to 46%. Fiat hopes to take a 51% controlling stake in Chrysler by the end of the year. Okay, let's get to corporate earnings. Tis the season when companies tell us how they did last quarter and what they're expecting going forward. Lots of new numbers this morning from General Electric, United Continental, McDonald's, and Apple, which reported late yesterday. Diane Swank is off this week. We're joined instead by her colleague at Mesirow Financial, Adolfo Laurenti. He's the deputy chief economist there, and he's with us from Chicago Live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start, Adolfo, with the tech sector, because that has really been the big story of the earnings season so far. Apple says its profits more than doubled last quarter.
Yes, there are two factors going on in the technology sector. So first of all, consumers are willing to spend. It's not true for many other goods, but with the new mobile telephone, the tablets, the e-book readers on the market, consumer spending seems to be relatively more solid in this field than other areas. And then there is the stories of business spending. Companies have been delaying investment for quite some time, but now it's the time to spend for hardware, for software, and this is reflecting through the market and through positive earnings results that we are seeing in these days.
Okay, and on the other hand, we've got airlines that are not doing so well. Even Southwest Airlines reported a 55% drop in profit. United Continental says they have seen a loss in the last quarter.
Costs are really rising. The energy prices that are haunting all of us are really bad for airlines because the jet fuel costs almost one-third of their overall cost. So it's very difficult for them to pass these price increases because it's a very competitive field. One solution might be to cut on capacity, so I'm afraid we are going to be cramped on those economy seats during the summer. But it's very, very difficult to make, you know, the numbers look good right now. Costs are up, prices cannot go up, they are squeezed.
Okay, and finally and quickly, what about McDonald's? They saw a 10% rise in profit. What do you make of that?
Well, in part is a story of growth abroad, but there is also what we economists call the substitution effects. Many people cannot go and cook for themselves because maybe they are working two jobs, maybe they are traveling, so they need to go and eat out. And these fast food chains really offers a cheap alternative to local restaurants. You can still have your meal, you save some money, and that's a good business for a fast food chain.
Adolfo Laurenti, Deputy Chief Economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, trained agents committed to small business success. On the web at farmers.com.
We're about to find out from the federal government what happened to home prices last month. The housing data we've been getting so far this week have shown some evidence of an improving housing market, but things are still well below what economists consider to be healthy. Let's bring in Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Chris, why is the housing market still stuck even as the rest of the economy seems to recover?
The housing market is in a depression, and prices are still coming down. In fact, the price declines have accelerated over the past 3 months. Hmm. And by the way, Jeremy, who wants to buy a home? Who wants to put money into anything if you know the price is going to continue to go down?
Yeah.
So people sit on the sidelines. And what's driving the prices down? It's mostly foreclosures, short sales, people needing to walk away from their homes. And about 27% of homes have negative equity or near negative equity. And these are the type of properties that might go into foreclosure, might go into short sale.
27%. And Chris, obviously, there's a lot of uncertainty in Washington as well about what's going to happen to the mortgage deduction, what's going to happen to Fannie and Freddie. How is that figuring into people's calculations about buying and selling houses?
Washington is a dead weight on the housing market. Mm. Mortgage lenders have tightened their standards. So it's a lot harder to qualify for a mortgage these days. And one of the reasons is that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they've tightened their standards. So it's spilled over. And then there's, as you mentioned, there's all the uncertainty about what's the future of these two giant institutions that have been so important to this market and supporting the market. And then as the whole discussion about the budget deficit goes ahead, in the coming months,
yep.
I got to tell you, that mortgage interest deduction is going to be a big point.
Absolutely. Now, what could possibly put some upward pressure on the housing market?
I think it's a combination of two things. First of all, homes haven't been this affordable for 40 years. So, that news is going to get out there. And then when people feel more comfortable taking a risk, and here's my standard, it's mostly jobs. People are getting jobs. Unemployment rate goes down. That's a good thing. But even more important, when people feel comfortable to take the risk to leave their current employer, they're going to be comfortable taking the risk to buy a home.
Always comes back to jobs. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, Silicon Valley isn't the only innovator these days. Convenience store chain 7-Eleven will introduce some exciting new Slurpee technology this summer. According to USA Today, 7-Eleven is rolling out Slurpee cups with dual chambers, a special valve, and two straws. The idea is that the two Slurpee flavors in the cup won't actually come together until the instant before they reach your tongue. Who says we're falling behind in math and science? In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
You know this feeling, right? I think that we live in a world today where you can't leave your house, you can't do anything without somebody trying to market something to you, without somebody trying to sell you something.
Which came first, the marketing or the money? I'm Kai Rizdahl. A chat with Morgan Spurlock about his new documentary, Palm Wonderful Presents, the greatest movie ever sold. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.